Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on the sportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And Ray Woodson is our regular guest, too.
A lot of ifs, but after a disastrous 2017, the Giants were not going to rebuild. They're at least trying to compete, while many teams in the majors are tanking.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. And welcome to our 2018 Inside China Basin podcast. Great to have you with us once again for another season of Giants baseball. Should be a good one. Some changes made to the roster that are pretty exciting with the addition of Andrew McCutchen, Austin Jackson in the outfield, Evan Longoria over at third base, and Tony Watson now as a left-handed relief pitcher. So should be some good improvements for San Francisco this year. I'm pleased to announce that Ray Woodson, formerly of KMBR, will be our regular guest here on the sportsvirus.com talking Giants baseball, in addition to being with us for the Warriors podcast. So really happy to have Ray on board just about every week here on the sportsvirus.com. Well, today we are in Scottsdale, Arizona. Beautiful day for baseball, and the Giants about to take on the Angels. And before the game, I had a chance to sit down with Evan Longoria, the new third baseman, and general manager Bobby Evans. Let's start by hearing from Bobby Evans. Go through, if you don't mind, getting McCutchen, getting Longoria, what they mean to the team, and of course Austin Jackson as well, you know, as far as chemistry and what they bring to the table.
I mean, first of all, you know, with the middle of our lineup, you know, is, you know, really much stronger now. And that's important, not only for what they bring as additions to our club, but also what it means to the guys, the rest of the guys in the lineup, you know, whether it be Belt or, you know, Crawford or Posey and others. I mean, that really strengthens, you know, the middle of the order. At the same time, you're talking about, you know, excellent defenders. You're talking about, you know, excellent character guys and leaders in their clubhouses in the past. And, you know, and again, I think it's an opportunity where they can share the spotlight. I mean, they've been the centerpieces of their club, and now they don't have to, you know, be the spokesperson for everything. I mean, our clubhouse and our club has long been well known for the spotlight being spread in a lot of different areas, a lot of different people. And so I think that'll be an environment where they can excel. And, you know, Austin Jackson, you know, the ability to play all three outfield positions, obviously what he did offensively last year, obviously brings a lot of great energy. He's a fun teammate and I think very popular. And obviously he was a part of a very good club last year. And we're excited to get him. And, you know, again, you know, for us, it just gives us additional depth, which, you know, Boach talked about, which is important with the addition of Hundley and others. Just says, you know, guys need rest. But, you know, with the additional off days, it should give us a strong roster.
How do you compare this offseason to others? I mean, obviously you're coming off a tough year, and you also had high hopes at the beginning of the offseason trying to, you know, trade for Stanton, and you're looking at Ohtani, and things changed as you went along.
Yeah, I mean, again, we did trade for Stanton. He just obviously didn't accept, so that kept us pivoting to other things, and we're excited by, you know, the strength of the additions. Again, it is unique to have so many higher profile players available via trade in one winter. I think that seems at least unique to us. And, you know, many times, you know, you would have filled these positions, right field and third base and even, you know, center field with free agents. I mean, that's how you would have added to the club. And yet we didn't have to do that. We were able to, you know, acquire, you know, veteran experience, high profile guys to fill those voids, you know, via trade.
You know, you talk about depth, and how important that is that when you're talking about some players coming back from injury and you're not 100% sure. I mean, when you're looking at Will Smith, I mean, he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. You know, Mark Melanson, he still, you know, has something to prove coming off an injury. And even Brandon Belt, I mean, he's had the concussion issues, and, you know, you're hoping that he's going to be 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I think for Belt, it's a little more, you know, more proven in the sense that, you know, he's turned the corner before the season ended and was back able to do baseball activity and has had a normal off season. I think that, you know, I think Mark Melanson coming off a surgery that's not common, and even Will Smith coming off a very common Tommy John surgery, there's uncertainties, and we acknowledge that. And, you know, that's why depth is all the more important and why we need to stay active in approaching, you know, free agent opportunities and trade opportunities for the bullpen, just because, again, you want to make sure you have the depth you need.
You talked a lot about Steven Duggar this offseason, and he's got a lot of talent. He unfortunately didn't get that many at-bats, as you've also talked about. I mean, he's been banged up, and look at him in spring training. How do you keep an eye on what he's doing in spring training, knowing that, you know, that's not like the regular season, and you've mentioned that you'd like to see him get at-bats at the minor league level?
I think that he's already got an approach that probably plays at the big league level. I mean, we're being probably pretty conservative with our thoughts on that. I think that, you know, given that he was coming off an injury and he missed time, and despite getting into the fall league last year, I think we're just trying to be, you know, just cautious that, you know, if he can start the year in the minor leagues, that's perfectly fine for us, and then the opportunity will come at the right time. But I think we'll see this spring, you know, that there'll be momentum for him to, you know, possibly make the club. But we ultimately want to do what's best, you know, not only for the short-term ball club, but the long-term for Duggar.
Who are some other guys that you'd like to see, open some eyes in spring training, some of the younger guys?
I mean, I'm excited to see Andrew Suarez and Tyler Beede. I think they're awful close to helping us in the rotation. And, you know, it was asked earlier, you know, whether they could fit into the bullpen. And, they could. I think that, you know, we look at them still, you know, in the starting role and looking forward to seeing what they have. I think Chris Shaw will be his first big league camp. And I think his bat is exciting to watch. It'll be, important for him to continue to work, you know, defensively and left. And that's paramount for his ultimately, you know, getting an opportunity up here. But, I mean, I know Ryder didn't show well offensively in September, but I think there's so much more in the tank. I look forward to seeing Ryder this spring and seeing how far he's come. And you know, he'll most likely start the year at AAA, but you'd like to see him, you know, make the adjustments he needs to be successful.
Yeah, Shaw has something that everybody covets, you know, that power. So how much does he maybe get more of a chance this year to show what he can do? Because, I mean, he has very exciting power.
Yeah, I mean, I think if our guys stay healthy, you wouldn't expect to see Shaw up, you know, this season. I mean, you'd expect to see him in the minor leagues and getting regular at-bats and going through the grind of the day-to-day in the outfield down there. But, you know, the opportunity comes, we also, you know, he's not the only guy we have in the outfield. I mean, Austin Slater, I mean, he's done a lot of things to show how close he is to being able to help us, even if it's part-time and if not ultimately every day. So, we're excited to have some depth and some options for us.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Slater because he hit the ball so hard last year and, he gets hurt. I mean, do you think that, you know, if he had played throughout the whole season that he might have been able to, you know, open up your eyes a little bit more? I mean, do you still have a lot of faith in him?
Oh, yeah, I mean, for sure. And I mean, he's a pro in every sense of the word. And, again, he's got to stay healthy. I mean, all these guys do. His lower half's very important as an outfielder and, you know, obviously with the bat as well. And that's key for him, and this will be an exciting spring for him, an exciting year ahead. I'm sure he's going to have an impact at a different time at the big league level.
All right, Bobby. Hey, thanks a lot for the time.
Okay, thank you.
That's Giants general manager Bobby Evans. Coming up, we'll hear from Evan Longoria, the Giants' new third baseman. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your 2-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Just prior to the Giants' spring training game on Thursday against the Angels, I had a chance to sit down in the Giants' dugout with the new third baseman, Evan Longoria. Well, Evan, what's it been like the first week of spring training with a new team, brand new team, and a new attitude for this team?
It's been good. It's positive. I think the group is re-energized, ready to put last year behind and move on and get back to where this organization expects to be.
Do you think there's a little bit of a feeling out process for you being a new guy with a team, yet a veteran, you know, who's been around and knows what he's doing?
Definitely. Just trying to, find my role, see where I fit in, both in the lineup and obviously I'll be playing third base. But, it's a different feeling. You know, you got to kind of feel the guys out, see, how the personalities are and how the clubhouse vibe is. And, all of that has been pretty seamless. It's been great. I mean, the clubhouse is loose. I think everybody has fun playing the game and playing together, and that kind of makes it easy for me.
A lot's been made of the fact that you and Andrew McCutchen, you were faces of your team, and you come over here and, you know, Buster Posey and a number of other players are sort of faces of the team. So how did you react to that?
It's been great. a lot of times I don't have to answer the tough questions anymore. And the other great thing for me is I'm coming into a situation where those guys have experienced world championships, have experienced what it takes to play deep into the postseason and win. And that's something that very early on in my career I was lucky enough to get far, but never accomplished the ultimate goal. And so there's a lot to be learned from those guys. And hopefully we're back there, and I believe we believe we can be. And and at that point, I draw on those guys to see, what it takes to ultimately win a championship.
And since 2008, when you guys were in the World Series, was there an appreciation from you about how hard it was to get there? And now, it's just not an easy thing to do every year.
It isn't. To do what those guys did, in the 5-year stretch or whatever it was, is even crazier to think about. So, obviously that experience is, you can't put a price on it. And, I feel very fortunate to have experienced it. But the goal is to win, and that's what I'm here to do.
What's different about you now than maybe, previous years? What have you learned along the way? What do you have to accomplish now, you think, in spring training to get ready for a season?
Just get my body ready. I think that's the most important part of spring, especially as a veteran player, is, knowing how many at-bats it takes you, knowing how many innings, you want to be on your feet in spring and get those reps live in game. And, but ultimately it's about being on the field for as many games as you can be. And I plan on, playing 150-plus games again this year. And, I always feel like if I can do that and if I can stay healthy and be on the field, then I have a really great opportunity to contribute.
How excited are you about this defense on the infield? Because you have a gold glove, Crawford's got a few of those, and Panic already won one, and Brandon Belt kind of deserves to have a gold glove under his belt, if you will, as well. So, it's got to be pretty exciting.
It is. It is. I've played next to some great, shortstops and some good infielders in the past. But, to be playing next to and with, two pretty current Gold Glove winners. And like you said, Belt, another guy who is an exceptional first baseman, I think gives us all, an air of confidence going into the season. And, it's just about going out and doing it, proving that, we're the kind of defenders that we've been rewarded for in the past.
From what you've heard about the atmosphere at AT&T Park, what excites you about it?
Just the atmosphere itself, the fan base. Obviously from day one when I came over here, they were very excited and very welcoming to me and my family. And I'm just looking forward to that first day and the rest of the season, and just seeing the excitement and feeling the energy in the ballpark.
It's got to help that, a lot of sellouts for years this team has been selling out. And in Tampa, you guys didn't have that kind of situation. Did you find yourself having to, stay motivated at some of those games if you guys weren't in the pennant race and there wasn't a big crowd there?
I think I spoke out about it quite a while ago, and, my feelings were pretty well documented about that. But overall, I can't say too much negative about Tampa Bay. They obviously gave me my opportunity as a young player, and embraced me, and they were the only fans I knew. And so I had a great experience there, and I'm just looking to turn the page. And obviously, the fan base speaks for itself in San Francisco. You look at the numbers, year in and year out, the number of fans that come to the ballpark. They're very supportive of the team, and so I'm happy to be a part of that, and looking forward to going out there and putting on the uniform.
What do you think of this lineup, too? You got a lot of experienced guys running through the lineup that can protect each other.
Yeah, we're deep. It's a veteran lineup. I think it's going to be very beneficial for us to be able to bounce thoughts off each other in game and off the field. And I think those things go a long way to long-term success of an offense, being able to sustain momentum and, just feeding off each other. There's a ton of depth, and it's exciting.
Have you thought about how power plays at AT&T? Obviously, if you hit the ball to left field, you pull the ball, you're going to be fine. But those, balls in the air to right center, pretty tough to get it out.
Yeah, I said from the beginning when I came over here, the goal is to score runs. So, whether I hit 40 home runs or, whatever, I'm going to drive in runs, and we're going to put runs on the board. And, there's no excuse for the ballpark. Obviously, they've won in the ballpark. There's, a tremendous home field advantage for the Giants there. And so that's it's not going to matter. The power's not going to matter. You know, we're just going to find ways to put up runs.
To finish up, Major League Baseball is really trying to speed up the game. What are your thoughts about that? How do you think it'll affect players? And just have you thought about it, how it might affect you individually?
I mean, I think that, you know, I understand the point of it all is, you know, to kind of try and capture a younger audience or, you know, keep the game crisp. And I think, you know, as players, we feel the length of the game too at times. I mean, it's not something when, you know, you play a 4-hour, 9-inning game, I mean, nobody wants to do that, you know. So some of the changes are a little outlandish, but overall I think the players and Major League Baseball are all committed to playing, you know, a crisp and watchable game for everybody, you know, young and old. And but to the point, I mean, I don't think that – I love playing this game. I love the way it's built. I think, you know, the rules were – when they were created the right way from the beginning. And I think that, you know, the real fans don't want to see the game altered too much. So, you know, as players, it's our job to, you know, play a speedy game and play a game that's watchable. But I don't want to see it change too much.
Will you be reluctant to make a mound visit from third base? I mean, because you don't want to use one up, and maybe in the past you might want to say something to the pitcher?
I think it's going to be, you know, there's going to be a learning curve. And there's going to be moments where, you know, it's a big situation, and I'm not even going to think about, you know, whether I should or should not go to the mound. I'm just going to go there, you know, because it's more important to get the play or the pitch or the situation or the positioning right, you know, than not say something and potentially lose a game because of it. So you know, the number of visits is pretty fair. I mean, it's just aimed at, again, keeping the game sped up and keeping it crisp and, you know, avoiding stoppage of play every, you know, batter for two or three visits, you know. And I think a lot of them can be eliminated. It's just going to be more important to understand the signs and situations and communicate with the dugout. And so it's going to put a little bit more pressure on us as a team. But I think, you know, the good thing about this group is we are veteran guys, and a lot of us will be on the same page and understand, you know, what to do in certain situations.
Evan, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. And good luck this season. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
That's new Giants third baseman Evan Longoria. I want to thank him and Giants general manager Bobby Evans for being our guest from Scottsdale Stadium. Join us again next week. We'll have more interviews from Scottsdale, Arizona, and throughout the month of March. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin. Great to have you on board the whole season here on thesportsvirus.com.